slopes of the roof.
Mm-hmm.
A place where two slopes come together.
A gable? Is that what you're talking about? Okay. Like the gable end of the house? Yeah.
Have you ever heard a place where two slopes meet called a valley?
No.
What about gutters?
Yeah, well, a gutter is like the rain trough or rain pipe, you know. Rain trough is really was the word for that particular type of thing you were talking about. I was thinking, you know, it comes through the trough and then goes down the pipe, you know. No, not really.
Okay. What about a small building that you might have in back of the house, or if you want a farm, maybe where you would keep stove wood, or you might keep tools, something like that?
Well, tool shed. You know, it depends on, like I said, it depends on what it is. You know, it could be a smokehouse, you know, where they smoke the meats, things like this. Could be a, you know, tractor shed. You know, we're basically similar. If it was a tractor shed, it was a tractor shed. If it was a tool house, it was a tool house, you know. You kept the saws and the, you know, the hammers and the stuff like that, you know, in the tool house.
Mm-hmm.
And the meats in the smokehouse.
Right. What would be some of the buildings that you would find on a typical farm around here?
Well, you'd have a tractor shed, and you'd have a shop, you know. Might even have a tool shed. You'd have a couple of barns, you know, this kind of thing.
Would there be a separate building where you'd store grain, like maybe corn?
Well, there might be a building inside a building, for instance. Of course, it's corn how much you got. If you just, you know, small-timer, you'd have a crib. You know, like a corn crib. That's where it was elevated. The floor was higher than the regular part of the barn, you know, to keep away, you know, rats and crap like that. The ceiling was lower, you know, it was tighter. That was the crib. Well, you know, like I said, it depends. But I mean, if you had a, you know, like a 50 by 50 barn, you probably had a 20 by 10 or 20 by 15, maybe 15 by 15 crib, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, you kept the hay in the loft, and you had stables down under it, see.
For the horses?
Well, cows, horses, whatever, right.
Do you ever call those stables stalls? Would that be fine?
Well, a stall was just an area, you know, to stall them in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's a place where you kept them, you know, in a holding, more or less. You put them in the stall, you know, like maybe when you went to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
But the stable was, you know, more or less like a living quarters.
Yeah.
You know?
Would people ever refer to having a separate building for cows? Maybe would they ever say cow barn, something
mm-hmm.
like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you might have a pig barn,
mm-hmm.
a cow barn, you know.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Especially dairy farmers, you know, the cow barn business, you know.
Sure. We were talking about corn crib. Would people around here ever refer to something like a granary or granary?
Mm-hmm.
Or a place for storing grain?
Nah. That sounds Kansas.
What about silo?
Well, silo, yeah. You know, that's where you kept your silage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Say if a farmer has just cut the hay off of his field, if he's not going to bale it, he just might pile it up into a big
haystack.
Yeah.
But around here is not. Well, let's get back to that a little bit now because everything's so expensive. But, you know, I thought at first you were going to say windrows, you know.
Now, what is that?
They rake it up, you know, after they just cut it and it's just laying out there in grass, you know, just grass all over the place. And they row it up into windrows.
Kind of like small.
Yeah, you know, just like a, you know, it's like a row, you know.
Yeah.
It may be, you know, 2 feet wide, but it'll be, you know, half a mile long.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see, you can come along with a baler, see, and pick it up more uniformly that way.
Right. I noticed, I've never seen it done, but they have these big rolls of hay.
Right, uh-huh, right.
Roll them up like you would a rug.
They have several different kinds now, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They have them, just the old conventional haystack, but they're a little bit different. They're, you know, scientifically designed so that the water will run off and all of that
sure.
mess, you know.
Yeah.
And you'll lose about 10% of, you know, of the hay because a certain part would get wet and rot, you know, but the rest of it would be okay.
Yeah. Do you have any of these shelters outside? You might put your hay under it. It's really nothing more than about four poles and a roof, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. That's just a hay, yeah, hay shed.
Hay shed. Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a place where a farmer would milk his cows?
That's a milk barn.
Would that be a specialized kind of building?
Oh, yeah, a milk barn, you know. Some people might call it a milk parlor,
mm-hmm.
you know. And that's where you get into parlors, see.
Right.
In a milk barn, you'll have a holding parlor where the cows come in, you know, that's the next two or three that's going to be milked, you know.